Good morning, Deborah Potter.
Good morning, Judy.
Hey, there you are.
Fabulous.
Woohoo!
Sixth introduction that you've had. I bet you haven't had that many in a long while.
Oh, my goodness. I have to redefine myself now.
Yeah.
We played a lot of great 40s
kinds
of music for you. I have shared with our audience, everybody knows all about you, that you're Joan Fontaine's daughter.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about you.
Olivia de Havilland is your aunt. And I want to say a happy belated birthday to you, too. I think your birthday was Monday.
Thank you.
You know that you and Vivian Lee share the same day as a birthday. Vivian Lee, Scarlett O'Hara.
That's right. We did.
And your mom just had a birthday not too long ago. Her birthday is, what, Halloween, I think?
October 22nd.
22nd. Well, I know I do the history of the day all the time. Now, I've got one more family thing for you, and then we're going to talk about your book.
Great.
Tom, my husband Tom's mother,
hello.
When she went to school in Indianapolis, Indiana, went to Chicago for a while and was madly in love with and dated and almost married your stepfather, Collier Young.
That's a little strange.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, you do great research. Oh, I loved Collier.
Well, I tried to find out. My mother ended up in Indianapolis, and she went to school at Butler.
Uh-huh.
She won a big prize at Northwestern, a drama prize, a big deal. And I don't know where she met him, whether he was in Indianapolis or what, but when after my father died and Ironsides came on, all I remember is my mother said, that's my old boyfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, where they hooked up, I would assume in Indianapolis because she was very active in the civic theater there. She was an actress an amateur actress in Indianapolis and at Butler University in Indianapolis. So I don't know when he breezed in there because I tried to look him up this morning.
And he begged her to go to California with him, and she stayed here in the
Judy,
Midwest.
Judy, she's really putting
and didn't
on
go,
there.
But he came out there and
no, she married my father who brought her to Kentucky, and here I am. So that's the story.
Isn't that wonderful? And you have George Clooney from Kentucky, too. You guys are all famous.
He's only 50 miles. He grew up 50 miles from us.
His father, Nick Clooney, is a good friend of ours. Mm-hmm. So enough aside of all the family now, we want to talk about the very, very serious and lovely book that you have written called Let Buster Lead. And I'm going to let you tell us all about the book and why you wrote this.
Well, I wrote it as a tribute to my dog, who was so wonderful. He helped me discover I had post-traumatic stress disorder, and he helped me get well. He helped me get through it. I was a very active, busy person, like so many people are, and in the social swirl and working very hard, and I fell off my horse one day and broke 5 bones and had a concussion, and the bones healed the way bones, right on schedule, but about a year later, I developed a terrible case of post-traumatic stress disorder. I was flinching. I was nervous. I couldn't stand having anybody near me. I was withdrawn. I didn't know what I had. I didn't know it was a disease. I almost ruined a fantastic life. There are so many people everyone suffers traumas. You mentioned my stepfather. Well, a divorce is a trauma. The death of a child is a trauma. Losing a job is a trauma. For children, moving is a trauma. Changing schools is a trauma. Watching abuse in your family is a trauma, not to mention all the things that went on at Virginia Tech and witnessing that and what people went through in their rescue workers, people in California who are losing their homes because of fires. They're not going to know to look for the symptoms of post-traumatic stress a year later. People just think everything's fine and you go on, you get back on that horse and move. I had no idea when I started flinching, when I heard loud sounds, when I started being terrified when somebody would approach me to touch me. I started screaming when my husband would walk in the room. It would scare me so much.
Good grief.
All I wanted to do was stay home and withdraw. I had no idea I had a disease that was easily treatable.
We're horse people. We wondered, did you get back on the horse again, or could you not do that either, even right after you healed?
Right after I healed, it took me about 6 months. It was the first time in my life I've ever fallen off a horse and not gotten on right away. But I had 5 broken bones and a concussion. My dog Buster was lying on top of me. He wouldn't let the rescue workers come near me. He was so protective of me.
Wow. A little bit about Buster's history, too, where you got Buster and a little bit about him.
Oh, he was so beautiful. He was a border collie, and I got him at the animal shelter. I was looking for a companion dog for my dog whose puppy had just died. I actually was going through a form of post-traumatic stress, but I didn't know it then because my father had died and my puppy had died. And I was in a pretty miserable state as it was, cynical, just mad at the universe. And I was getting a dog to take care of my dog. It wasn't going to be my dog. It was going to be her dog. I didn't want anything. I was too busy to take on a new dog. And I fell in love with this dog. Border collies just have to have a job, have to have a job. And he would do anything we asked him to do. He became this frisbee dog. He'd be anything we said, would you do that? Oh, yes, I'll do it. He even went around the neighborhood looking for work when I was gone in my office all day. I had to start taking him to work with me just to keep him from all the neighbors were falling in love with him, wanting to adopt him. So when I had this terrible illness and was unable to go out, he didn't need much training. I found out through looking up what service dogs can do for people who have a mental disability. I was going over the list, epilepsy, seizures, major depression. That's when I discovered PTSD. I read the symptoms, which are in my book and also on my website, Let Buster Lead. I read the symptoms. My jaw dropped. I realized, oh, my God, I have this. And I was just astounded. Then it wasn't a disability. It became a disability when I started being terrified of going out in public, when I started being terrified of actually functioning in life.
And this affected your family, too. I'm assuming your husband couldn't touch you either.
Oh, I wouldn't let him near me. I asked him for a divorce.
Oh.
I had no idea it was because I had an incurable illness. I was one of the very lucky people who found out what I had before I ruined a wonderful life. There are people who have suffered traumas who a year later we all say, oh, she's just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the same person anymore. Or he's been mm-hmm. really strange since that. That's what they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, I found out before I ruined a wonderful life. My husband was so terrific to me, as you read in the book. He just stood by me, but most husbands wouldn't. And I think both of us knowing I had a curable disease gave us both hope for the future.
How long did it take?
It took, the bones healed in 6 weeks or a month, depending on the bone. The PTSD took about a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it didn't come until a year later, are you saying?
Didn't
manifest itself until later?
Right. Usually it takes about a year for it to kick in.
That's why it's so hard to figure that this is what caused it, because that time period there of a year that you were normal, I guess. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you still are. Okay.
I'm here. Yes. I mean, and people don't know to look for it.
Right.
The poor kids at Virginia Tech, this only happened in April. They're back in school now, the holidays, you know, everybody. They're not going to know, and the rescue workers, they're not going to think to know in next April to start looking for these symptoms, to start seeing if that's why they're suddenly withdrawn and different. And it's not, they're getting a lot of attention. I mean, Virginia Tech is doing a wonderful job of giving counseling to those people. It's the everyday person like you or me who experiences the death of a child or a divorce or, like me, an accident.
So how did you let Buster lead?
Buster actually would just start out, you know, batting my arm, you know, and heading me towards the door, you know, like wagging his tail, you know, let's go out, come on, you got to do something. It's just amazing. And then when we would go out, just having him with me made me feel safe. You know, like somebody has a cane, they don't always need to use it, but they know they've got it. And physically, if I would go into a store, for instance, the stores are always arranged so that when you buy something at the counter, all the traffic of people is behind you, and that would just absolutely paralyze me. And Buster would stand behind me, protect me from other people touching me by just being there. He would tug on my leash when I knew people were coming, when he knew people were coming. There were times when I would start to get upset. He would literally stand up and put his paws on my shoulders, you know, kind of saying to me, don't get upset. Now calm down. He walked through doors ahead of me. I was able to take him on airplanes. Southwest Airlines was fantastic to us. I was able, and my whole life wasn't just going to stores. I mean, whenever I went to a meeting for my business, a small meeting, or for the volunteer things that I was doing, the projects I was doing, I was able to get there because I had him with me between my car and the small meeting room. I was able to not worry about people bumping into me, or more importantly, not worrying about being screaming when people approached me. That was what was so scary, was I was more afraid of my fear
And isn't it wonderful now that service dogs are becoming very popular? And all over our state, Kentucky, and all over the United States, service dogs are really helping people. And people that, you know, you take one into a restaurant or take one somewhere, they now are respecting the fact that lots of folks need a service dog.
And did you have trouble with that? Did you have to explain, or is there ways that you can let people know this is my service dog and get access to places that you normally couldn't take a dog?
I have wonderful stories about that in my book, but actually the law does require people who have a disability, who have a service dog. There's a difference between people bending the law and people who really do have a disability. Unfortunately, people are not allowed to ask people what their disability is. But a service dog is a medical option for anyone with a disability, and they need to be accommodated in any place that is open to the public.
Your book covers some of these things that you can do, right?
To
get a service dog, how to get one, how to handle this ability to be able to take the dog where you need to take him, and that sort of thing.
Yes, and they can go to my website, letbusterlead.com, and there's a link to a few service dog organizations on that link.
Well, it certainly has been nice chatting with you. They told me you had to be gone by about 9:30 this morning because I think you have a lot of folks to talk to today. I guess your book, Let Buster Lead, can be bought on your website, or you can also get it at Amazon.com, all these different places. Is it doing pretty well?
Well, I hope so. It's just out this week, and I love the independent bookstores, so I hope people will go to their bookstores and ask them to order it for them. Or they, you know, of course they can get it at letbusterlead.com.
I'd love
Are you on tour, by the way, I wonder?
Well, you're my tour. It's just you and me and the rest in Kentucky.
All right.
Wonderful. All right. But sometime I wish we could hook up with you again and just talk to you about the good old days. Your mother's movie, Joan Fontaine and Orson Welles and Jane Eyre, is still one of my favorite movies. I think it'd be fun sometime just to hook up and chat a little bit about what the movies were like in the old days and growing up in early Hollywood and what your mom told you, you know, and all that, or your Aunt Olivia. It would just be fun again sometime. So I hope that we can do that, but we've certainly enjoyed chatting with you today. Abbreviated version, but we want everybody to get out there and let Buster lead. We're all dog lovers also, as is so many of our friends and listeners, so I know we're all going to get a chance to read Let Buster Lead. And thanks so much for sharing a very personal time in your life. You know, you're kind of a pretty famous person to have shared all that with us and putting it out there to help others. I really appreciate it.
Well, my book is a love story, and I love both of you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah. Have a nice day, and thanks for spending time with us.
You too. Thank you.